Sinead, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Alex. Hi.
So how did the Dry Days Drought Tour start?
Well, I have a background in tourism studies, and I think, you know, as everyone will have seen, the fairly consistent coverage of the drought. And, I mean, just understanding how that when farmers are doing it tough, all the small businesses and institutions in small towns do it really tough as well. So, you know, one thing people can do is actually bring a bit of just a little bit of finance and moral support as well. It makes such a difference. So I also really believe, and this has sort of come from my studies, in the power of tourism as a positive social force and to actually help educate people on particular issues. So I just thought the time was right to see. Like, we've got bunches of people here in Newcastle and in Sydney, and, you know, I thought there was an opportunity there to kind of help give these people another opportunity to provide support.
I mean, it's such an amazing innovative. I mean, I never even thought about tourism as a way to kind of help these communities. So take me through it. If I were to book on the tour, what would happen?
Well, the first thing is we're meeting at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. We'll take the bus as far as Musselbrook, where we'll have a bit of an introduction with the Wanneroo Land Council. So it's important to, I guess, remember that we will be on traditional country and, I guess, you know, hear a bit about what the traditional custodians are feeling about this drought as well. And I think, you know, it's pretty clear that the water was managed fairly well for all of the history of their time as well here. So, yeah, I think that's an important start to the day. And then from there, we'll go straight to Murrurundi. And look, Murrurundi actually is home to some amazing artists, including David Darcy, who's recently won an Archibald Prize. So there's some fabulous studios in town there. And the Pop-Up Pantry is really excited to have us come along as well. That's a little organisation where locals have sort of pooled donations of essential supplies and put packages together for farmers. So we'll be seeing whatever we can take up on the bus to kind of contribute there as well.
I mean, it's just so, like, I can't get over this. My family is from a small country town out near Musselbrook. And so I can't fathom how impressed I am by this. So how did you choose Murrurundi? I mean, you mentioned that it's got art and it's got other aspects, but why specifically Murrurundi?
Well, Murrurundi came from, I reached out to a number of different local councils around the state. I thought there was the potential to either try and take buses from Newcastle or from Sydney. This is hopefully going to be the first of many, but I think if you are going to try and set something like this up, it's really important that the locals were on board. When people are struggling, the last thing I would want to do is kind of put extra pressure by having people there needing to do all sorts of things or surprising people. So consultation's been really important. The Upper Huntershire Council were the first to just get back to me and have been really enthusiastic. So I've been liaising with some of their staff. And, so the Visit Information Centre are ready for us. So they actually identify Murrurundi as one of the most severely affected places in their electorate, which have been having water trucked in for a little while. So that's part of it as well. You know, they can tell where, they know where some of the help is needed too. So I've just been taking that advice, really, and we'll see what other communication I get back from other councils as well.
Absolutely. And if people can't make it on the tour, what else can they do to help?
There are quite a few initiatives. I've seen coming up to the sort of festive season, I've seen initiatives called Buy from the Bush. So to buy products that are made by people that live in those communities for Christmas gifts or whatever else. There's also Buy a Bale, I think, where you can donate sort of hay to farmers for feed. You can also probably sponsor a number of different initiatives as well. There are other people doing little initiatives here and there. I've tried to sort of showcase some of those on the event for this as well, to show how many different ways people can support. So, yeah, look for little initiatives like that. Even do a quick search to support. If you're going to be spending some money on a gift, there's an option there as well.
Sinead, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if I can be a little bit self-indulgent here, thank you for thinking of the people out there and for going out of your way to really do something about it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Look, it'll be a great day and it's the least I can do.